rutabagas and kumquats. It's about time I tell you about them. I think you'll enjoy this. There's a ton of stuff to talk about each one. Besides, I like saying their names, rutabagas and kumquats. One's a vegetable, one's a fruit. Before telling you everything there is to know about rutabagas and kumquats, I could mention all the funny jokes about rutabagas and kumquats. There are a lot, but you've probably already heard them because they're so funny. People tell them to me all the time. Like this one. What water yields award-winning rutabagas? Perspiration. Or this one. What kind of socks do you need to plant rutabagas? Garden hose. Garden hose, get it? Where did the rutabaga go to have a few drinks? The salad bar. No? How about this one? What's the difference between rutabagas and snot? Children will eat their snot. Okay, all right, how about this one? One day, two rutabagas, who were best friends, were walking down the street together. They stepped off the curb, and a speeding car came around the corner and ran one over. The uninjured rutabaga called 911 and then helped his friend as best he could, considering he had no arms or legs. The injured rutabaga was taken to the emergency room at a local hospital, rushed into surgery, and after a long and agonizing wait, the doctor finally appeared. He told the uninjured rutabaga friend, "I have good news and bad news. The good news is that your friend is going to pull through. The bad news is that he's going to be a vegetable for the rest of his life." No? Wow, tough crowd. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you like it is. But, you know, you gotta love rutabagas, though. Rutabaga, or Swede, as some call them, is a root vegetable, a form of Brassica napus. Other names include Swedish turnip, or sometimes just turnip. However, usually the name turnip refers to the common white turnip. Now, I couldn't tell you all about the health benefits or how to cook rutabagas, but that'd just be boring, and I wouldn't want to be that. That brings me to kumquats. You probably know all there is to know about kumquats, but for those that don't, let me mention a little bit about them. I'm glad you asked. Kumquats are orange in color and are a fruit. They resemble, guess what? Oranges, though they're much smaller, being approximately about the size of a large olive. They're native to southern China near Mandaria and come off of slow-growing evergreen shrubs or short trees. Now, the very best thing about kumquats, though, is their name, kumquat. The second best thing about kumquats are the jokes, like this one. I absolutely must get a month dedicated to my favorite fruit. Kumquat May. No? Okay, how about this one? So this guy walked up to me one day, holding a small citrus fruit in his hand. He looked at me, and then he looked at the fruit and said, "Ni hao. Ni hao ma?" I asked him, "Is that a kumquat?" He said, "Nah, it's just a little mandarin." Get it? You know, ni hao mandarin? I love that one. Okay, that's it on rutabagas and kumquats. I guess there really isn't much to say about rutabagas and kumquats after all. But there is about pomegranates. Next time, I'll tell you all the absolutely amazing stuff that there is about pomegranates. Or maybe I'll cover hagberry or chokeberry, rapeseed, fiddleheads, persimmons. Hey, dragon fruit, there's a good one. Man, I bet you can hardly wait for that. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.